Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Tezayin. Shabbos Tezayin, and we are on Tezvav Amid Beis. A couple of lines, actually the bottom line. The bottom line, Elamayat. We're in the middle. We're in the middle. Just one ha'ara. two ha'aras that did not get to mention yesterday. One I wanted to mention yesterday was, 2 days ago, was we started Cheshvan. I once heard many years ago that, you know, we say Cheshvan is Mar Cheshvan. So Mar Cheshvan, usually it's bitter because there's no holidays, no Yom Tovim. I once heard Mar Cheshvan, though, we had 2 days ago. I missed it, but Amar Mar. Mar always means master also. So Mar Cheshvan might be, there's nothing on the surface, but if you scratch a little underneath, Mar Cheshvan, it's Mr. Cheshvan. Mr. Cheshvan, which does have a lot of potential. And, you know, if we take what we learned from the Emunah Raya, maybe we could extend it into Mar Cheshvan. Okay. Anyway, and the other point that I did not get to mention is more related to the daf. We had all different cases where there was a suffik tumma derabanan. We were talking about Eretz Ha'amim, and is it Exera Litzlo, is it Exera Lisrof? So the Achronim note that isn't that an example of an Akiras Dover min Atar b'kum va'aseh? We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamim is that Yesh Kvach B'Yad Chachamim Laka Davar Min HaTorah. They can get rid of something, usually B'Shev Al Taseh, usually passively. They could tell us not to do something, not to blow shofar, not to whatever the case may be, not to shake a lulav. But usually, if it's active, right? Eliyahu B'Har HaKarmel was a harashah to actively do something against the Torah. So usually they're not allowed to do that. So what about this case? Isn't this actively, they're saying that the truma is tmeya durabanan, and they're telling us to burn it. So isn't that, so the Achronim say, not every case is so clear. Here, they're not telling you to burn it. They're just declaring it tmeya durabanan. Memela, you're going to have to burn it. But it could be that that's not exactly, even though that's going to be the result, that might not be defined in Akira. They're not telling you, do this. They're just declaring the status, and that status leads to an act, but it could be that that's not called kumbase active. Right? Similar ideas to the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Rush discusses this in the Shufa, where the Chazal were also made Xera against certain type of cases of tzitzis, because the Gemara tells the Menachas that people were bringing kala de ilon, fake tcheles. And they were saying, yeah, it's real tcheles, and they were selling it for a much cheaper price. And people ended up violating shatnez because they were assuming it's real tcheles. And if it's real tcheles, you're allowed to violate the Isra of shatnez. Asi doche lo sase. And that led to problems. Therefore, Chazal said, no, you know what, you're not allowed to put this type of wool on this type of garment. And they ended up allowing one to wear a four-cornered garment without putting tzitzis on it. So the question is that Shev Al Taseh? They're telling you not to do something. But Memela, you then actively wear the beged without Dalat Kanfas. So not every case is clear whether it is active or whether it is passive. So that's the answer goes down that path in terms of Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. Okay, yesterday we started discussing glass. Glass. Klei Zechuchis. So the Gemara said, the Gemara started to discuss why the Chazal were gozer on glass. We quoted the Brisa earlier that at a certain time in history, Chazal said, glass is tamei midirabanan. So why is it only derabanan? Because it's not in the Torah. The Torah only has the metals that we'll talk about soon, the six metals. But in the Torah, it doesn't talk about glass. So Chazal were gozer on it. Why? My tamei gozer berabanan tuma. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reish Lakish. As we said, let's start again from the two dots. Rabbi Yochanan quotes his Talmud, Reish Lakish, his brother-in-law, the one who made frum. Since it comes from the ground, Shavin Rabbanan kikli cheres. Rabbanan said it has the status of earthenware, status of cheres, because it comes from the same source. Doesn't look like it. Or you have pottery and you have glass. They don't look the same. But because it comes from the same source, for Hilchas Tuma and Tara, it has the same halacha. Elamayata, if that's true, it comes from the same source, and we compare it to Cheres. Lo Teila and Tara b'mikvah. We should say there's no Tara in the mikvah for glass. Shouldn't be able to be Matarit. Alamatan, and we know every Kli in the world could become Tahar, except Cheres. Every Kli in the world. Right, in terms of Tuma v'Tara. Right, food, I have to go to every different categories. Kalim, all Kalim except for Cheres. Food, once food becomes tameh, it's the opposite. It's always tameh. No food can become tahar once it's tameh, except for one. That's water. water, if I connect it to a mikveh somehow, even though it's tamei, it can become tar, called hashaka, discussed in Mishnayos. So here, says the Gemara, why should he be able to be matar glass? Allah matana, why do we learn in the Mishnah, Misachas Mikvos, Elu Chotis in Bekalim, the following materials stuck onto a kli create a chatzitza, hazefes v'hamar b'kli zchuchis. So you see there are halachas of chatzitza by glass, meaning theoretically you can put it into a mikvah. You have to make sure there's no chatzitza on it. But it's clear from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is assuming that there is tahara. Answer, hachamayaskinan, g'on shenikvu v'hitav l'sochan ever. The case is where you have a glass kli that got a hole in it. So you stuffed up the hole with metal. So now, is that called a glass kli, or is that called a metal kli? So if we look at it, we say, of course this is a glass kli. But halachically, maybe not. Because what makes this kli useful is the stopper. Without the stopper, it would be useless. So we might call this, for a certain sense, a metal kli. And that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir, he, to amar hakol holech achar ha-ma'amid. Everything goes after the item, the material that supports, the ma'amid, that holds it up. Detanya. The Brisa says, "Kli zchuchas shenikvu v'hitif l'tzochan aver, glass that got a hole and you put aver in it." Amar of Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Meir matame v'cham matarin. Okay, so our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, and in that case, Rabbi Meir, not the, our Mishnah, the Mishnah that says that you could tovel glass that is going like Rabbi Meir, that it's not really a glass kli, because Be'ikar HaDin, glass, would not be able to become tahar. That's what you think at this stage of the Gemara. Glass is like cheres, totally like cheres. Ma'amid is a sugi that comes up not only in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, but it comes up in Yaradeya, comes up in Hilchos Kashrus. If you have, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a davar ha-ma'amid. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simin Pei Zion. Here? End of Simin Pei Zion. Shulchan Aruch talks about if you're ma'amid in something not kosher. Says Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Im he'amid gvina ba'or kevas k'shera. Right? Keva is a certain type of, certain part of the animal that used to put the milk in to make cheese. Whatever, the big sugi of keva in Mesechas Chulin. So, ma'amid can mean something that affects the other, whatever the substance is in it. This comes up, lamaisa, in terms of enzymes. Enzymes might be called ma'amid, even though enzymes is tiny, and it's chemicals, and it's a very small percentage of the mixture. What about using non-kosher enzymes in creating a certain product? Does that make it not kosher? If all the ingredients are kosher, but the enzymes have a non-kosher source. So Rav Schechter has an article about this in Be'ikvei Hatzon. We have two articles here from the Sefer today. In Simen Chav Zayin, Be'inyin Enzymes. Hashtamshus Be'enzymes Lachanas Bachalam Ksherim. So there, in Os Yud Aleph, he talks about Ma'amid. He says, do you consider enzymes, which is tiny little chemicals, is that a Ma'amid? Is that something that helps something exist? Right, so that, like in our case, the little metal stuffing in the hole causes the entire kli to be useful. So if you put enzymes in a, in a mixture, so maybe that can cause it to exist. And the question is, what if you use the enzymes, then you take them out afterwards? So would that have any help? Anyway, that's what he talks about here in this sugya. Okay. Says the Gemara, Viter, Elameata. Oh, just one other ha'ara. I mentioned a couple of days ago about the Chedushi Aran not having the same piece that we had a couple of days ago. I forgot exactly which piece it was, but there's Chedushi Aran that we have in the new Mosad Rav Kook Aran on Shabbos is not the same. The Chedushi Aran from the old set is what's called the Shitel Aran. On Hilchos Shabbos is two different. We assume scholars figured out after many years later that they found the new Kisvei Yad of Chedushi Aran, so that's why there were differences, because I forgot. There's the Shitel Aran and the Chedushi Aran, so it is. It's not the same thing. Okay, just means Baruch Hashem, we have another Rishon on Masechah Shabbos. Wonderful. Let's continue. Elameata, second to last word. Elameata, if it's true that you're going to treat glass as cheres totally, lo litzmu mi gabon. So why don't we say that by glass, it does not become tameh from its back? We know that every kli always becomes tamei if I touch it. If I touch this cup from the outside, I'm a tamei the kli if I'm tamei. Every kli that applies to except cheres. Cheres is matamei from the inside. Right? If I hang a sheretz inside, or if I touch it inside. See, if we're saying that glass is like cheres, so you should go all the way and say glass is governed by cheres rules across the board. Lo lithmi migabon. Alamatzan, why did we learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, kli cheres ukli neser? Right, I think the 2nd to 10th parak in Maseches Kelim talk about cheres. So why is it? Kli cheres ukli neser tumas and shave. Mitaman umitamin me avirehan. Cheres and neser, which is another type of similar material, they can become tamei and then make tamei, and they make others tamei me aviran in their airspace by hanging items inside, even without touching. If you have a tamei kli cheres and you hang something inside the kli cheres without touching it, the kli cheres makes a tamei. And if you hang a sheretz inside, even if the sheretz doesn't touch it, it makes a tamei. Umitamin me'achorehen, and it also becomes tamei. Me'achorehen. What is me'achorehen? Some type of base kibble on the outside of the kli. The best example is, let's say you have a kos. So a lot of our kosos that have a stem, turn it over. If you turn it over, the stem is, you could fit like liquid into the upside down stem also. It's a little receptacle, right? So that any type of stem, so that's me'achorehen. That's considered inside the kli cheres. I would turn over the cup, but as a drink in it, right? Ve'ein mitamin migabehen. But it's not mitame from its back, meaning the outside, the external side of the kli cheres is not mitame. Vishvirasan mitaharasan. And breaking it is the only way to make it tahar. So that is the rules of kli cheres. So the Gemara says, is medayik now from that Mishnah, kli cheres, kli neser kli cheres hu d'tumas an shaveh. Only kli cheres has these rules, avo mi diachri yilo, but it wouldn't apply to glass. Glass makes you tell me from the back and not from the inside. Question marks. But if we're saying that kli cheres and kli should be the model for kli zechuchis, so then why do we say there's a difference? So the Gemara answers, amri kivan dechinish tabru yesh lahem takana, since when glass breaks, it shares a characteristic with metal, not cheres. When pottery breaks, there's nothing to do with it. You have to bring it back to the kiln, which would basically make it a new kli, by redoing it. By glass, you can fix glass. So that's like metal. So shavinu kli matris, so that's why they gave it the status of kli matris in terms of certain halachas of tumah. So glass is in the middle. Glass is not in the Torah. It has some halachas like a kli cheres in the fact that we think the first set of halachas that it can become tummy in the first place, like a kli cheres, because it's tchilas b'yasam in a chol, but it can become tar because it's like a kli matris in that way as well. Before we continue, just the Kutzker of the day. The Kutzker asks, why is cheres different? So we know, the only way to fix it is to put it back in the kiln. But two questions asked the Kutzker. Number one, why is cheres the only kli that can become tummy from the inside and not from the outside? And number two, why is the only way to be mitara kli cheres shvirasan? Why do you have to, why is that significant in halachic terms and everything else not? So the Kutzker, Rabbi Mirsky, quotes this in the first volume. The first volume of Hegyoni Halacha, he quotes this on page 151. If you want to look it up, of course, the Kutzker. He says, why? He says, most items in the world have two values. The values of the material from which it's made, and the value of its usage. You have a cup. So the value, let's say it's a metal cup, it's a kos. So you have the value of the silver, and you have the value that it's a cup, and it's usable. Which is the ikker, which is the value that you might focus on? Let's go the other way. Cheres only has one value. Pottery, the dirt, cheres doesn't have any value itself. Its only value is its usage by a cheres. So says the Kutzker, when it comes to kli cheres, it's metame through its ikker usage. It's not metame if you touch it on the outside, because its material is not valuable. And that's why it's only metame through hanging something inside of it. In both directions, mitame and mitame. Other items, no. Other items have also the value. What was the base value of the silver goblet? It was the silver. It was the silver. You can melt it down and sell the silver. So that's why it's metame by that base value, by touching it on the inside around the outside. Similarly, what about the next step? What about being metaherit? You could only be metaher something that still is there a little bit. If something is there, it's just tainted, it's stained, you can put it into a mikveh and make it tahar. buy other items. If a silver goblet becomes tame from the, you touched it on the outside, so now the silver was affected, but it's still usable. It still has something left. So you can put it into a mikvah. Mashenkin by kli cheres, there's nothing left. After you took away its usage, right, because you're matami through its usage, so it's finished. So the only way to do it is to start again. You can't just fix it. You can't be matari in a mikvah, you have to start again. So he says, and all of that is a message for tshuva. It's a message for tshuva. He says, the adam abhu asui chomer v'tzura. A person also has two values. We have our outside and our inside. We have our outside, which is our guf, and we have our usage, so to speak. We have our neshama, our nefesh. V'yesh bo tumas haguf, v'yesh bo tumas hanefesh. So if somebody becomes tameh tumas haguf, so that's like my physical, the outside, the material becoming tameh, but my nefesh isn't tameh, so I can still go to the mikvah. But if chas v'shalom, my nefesh becomes tameh, if I do averus without my nefesh, then I'm like the kli cheres that shenitma. So there's only one way to fix that. Ain taras an ela b'shvira. You have to have shviras halev, shviras hamidos. You have to totally break everything and start again. It says that's tshuva. Ain lo takana ela shviras u'shviras halev. And that's what the cut. Then it ends off with the famous kotzker. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. Right, that was the kotzker. Ain shleimus kalev shavur. That's what sometimes we have to break it to it in order to build it up again. Okay, that's at the end of the piece entitled Higayon Hatshuva. We continue. Says the Gemara, whenever Kli Cheres comes up, you gotta mention that Kutzker. Gotta mention it. Take home Kutzker. Okay, Alameata, 6th or 7th line. So what did we just say? That glass is in the middle. Glass is a little bit like a Kli Cheres, but it's also like a Kli Mateches. Alameata, Yachzerulu Tomasan Yishana, Kikli Matros. Why don't we say that? Once we say that it's like metal, so we should say that it returns to its previous tumah like a kli mateches. The halacha is, we'll see this is a din derabanan, that a metal kli that got broken, so it's not tame, it was tame, and it got broken, so it's not tame anymore, because it's not a usable kli anymore. When you smelt it back together, and now it's a kli again, the tumah that it previously had returns. Midrabanan. We'll get to why later. It returns. The thalacha by a metal kli. So if we're saying that a glass kli is like a metal kli, so then why don't we say that that halacha applies to glass kalim as well? Ditzanan, as the Mishnah says, again in kalim, kli matachos pshuteyen umekableyen temeyen, a kli mataches. As I said, that's the 11th parak in kalim. Parak 2 through 10 in Kalim is all about Kli Cheres. Parak 11 starts talking about metal Kalim. So, if you have a metal Kli, metal is considered a Kli even if it doesn't have a receptacle. Even a flat tray. If a flat metal tray, that also is Mekabel Tumah. Unlike other materials, which, if you have like a wooden tray, that's not Mekabel Tumah. Pshute Kliyetz. It's not Mekabel Tumah Daraisa. So, says the Mishnah, Kli Matchos, Pshuteinu Mekablein Temein. They're flat kalim and their receptacle kalim, like a bowl, they're mekabel tumah. Nishvaru, if they break and they're not usable anymore, tiaru. So not my, they're tar now, because they're not a kli. Chazar va'asa mehen kalim, if you then fix them and you make kalim out of them, chazru lo tumas in yashana, so the tumah, original, previous tumah, comes back, midirabanan. Even though you had a break in the middle. V'ilugabi kli sruchis tanan, and by kli sruchis though, we learned kli eitz, ukli or, ukli etzem, ukli sruchis, all these types of kalim, wooden kalim, kalim made out of or, like a jug, or made out of bone, kli etzem, kli sruchis, pshutehen, tahorin, all of them are tar if they don't have a base kibol, umekablein tamein. Right, that's a special dip by metal. Flat as tame. But the next line is the key one for us. Nishbaru. If a glass kli breaks, tiharu, it becomes tahar, chazar, va'asam, and kalim, and if you fixed it, mikan l'tumah, mikan l'aba, it becomes tame from now on. Meaning, mikan l'aba, in l'mafrelo. It doesn't return to its previous state of tumah. Why not? If we're saying glass has some elements of metal, so why don't we say it returns? So the Gemara answers as follows. Tumas kli zechuchis derabanan. No. The whole idea of glass kalim becoming tamei, the whole concept is a derabanan concept. V'tumah yashana derabanan. And saying that the tumah of a previous kli, where it broke and it didn't exist as a kli anymore, in the interim, saying that that returns, that's also Darabanan. So only by Tumah D'Oraisa, like by metal, the Rabbanan instituted this law of the Tumah returning, Tumah Yeshana. So that's why they didn't make it, as we would call, we had earlier, and we'll have later as well, Gzeira type of idea, right, versus Shvus to Shvus, we discussed that earlier, but it's kind of like they weren't Gozer, this Darabanan, in the context of other Darabanans. Good. Tosfos, though, has a problem. Tosfos, second to last Tosfos, Bituma, Vakashalari. What does the Gemara say? By Darabanans, we don't say Tumi, there's any Tumi Yeshana. But as Tosfos, Vakashalari, because we say in Mesechas Avodah Zarah, Rise Kli Avodah Zarah Mahu, we talk about a Kli of Avodah Zarah. The Kli of Avodah Zarah has Tuma. Not on a Daraisa level, we're going to have that. If you turn for a minute to Pei Beis, because you have it in your volume. Is that in that volume? Pei Beis, right? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Avodah Zarah Shematamei B'masa Kenida. This Tumah Avodah Zarah is not just Aser. It's Tamei. Chazal instituted a Tumah D'Rabbanan by Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses Tumah Yeshana by Tumas Avodah Zarah. So what do you mean? That's a Tumah D'Rabbanan. So Tumah D'Rabbanan. The extent Tumah Yeshana can be brought there. The Tanav Chazav Azmein Kelam Chazav Azmein Yeshana. Alma Es Tosav Afilu B'Tumah D'Rabbanan. Nami Ika Tumah Yeshana. Ask Tosfos. The Yeshlomar, two answers. Tosfos gives an answer, and the Rashba gives an answer. The Yeshlomar, Tosfos' answer is, Afapi de'amar hasan mituma derabanani, mikomakom hakli mekabel tuma mida oraisa. You're right, by tumas avodah zarah is derabanan, but what type of kli are we talking about there? We're talking about a metal kli. We're talking about some type of kli that could be mekabel tuma on a deraisa level. So at least there you're in the world of derabanan. Here, glass is totally not shayach to the world of Tumah D'Oraisa. Avalacha kli zechuchis lo makabel shum Tumah mid'Oraisa. Elami d'Rabbanan pshitali that it's not going to be makabel Tumah. That is the Tosfos. And Achronim use this also, this chilik of, you might be machalik between a glass kli, which for sure you don't apply Tumah Yeshana to, the Tumah returning, versus a metal kli that is in the context of Tumas Avodah Zarah, to explain the Rambam. Because there's two Rambams, one halacha, one right after another. The Rambam in Hilchas Kalim, Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam says in halacha tes, kli matras, shenitma betuma shimidivrei sofrim. A metal kli that became Tami Durabanan. Metal kli. Kagon shenitma b'avodah zarah, v'chayotze bo. A metal kli became Tame Tumas Avodah Zarah, as we'll talk about Bez Hashem later. And then it broke, and then you smelt it back, and now you made a new kli about it. So a metal kli. It says the Rambam, Hareze Safik. That's like a Marnev Arizara. It's a Safik, Ibaya. It's a question. I'm not sure. Next halacha. Kli Zechuchis. Shenitmu v'nishmu v'tiyeru v'chulu. Says the Rambam, Vazmein Kliacher, and then you fix it. Ain on Chosun, L'tumasan Yeshana. It does not get its previous Tumma. Why? L'fisha Iker, Tumasan Midivrei Sofrim. Because it's all Tumma Derabanan. Hello? What the Rambam say in the previous halacha? In the Kli's Matachas case with Avodah Zarah, it's Safik. And here he says, for sure not, because it's Derabanan. That's also Derabanan. Ah, Tosfos' answer works perfectly. Tosfos says, is it Ikarod, the whole Kli is Derabanan, or this application is Derabanan, but the Kli is Daraisa? That's why you have to give the same answer for the Rambam as you do for Tosfos. Okay, we continue. We'll get to the Rashba later. Gemara now. So we just explained, you don't apply Tumah Yeshana to glass. This is the Daffin Shas about glass Kalim, at least one of them, right? So it's a little bit like Cheres, and that's why it can be Makabel Tumah in the first place, but it's also like metal, and therefore it can become Tahar, and the Tumah Yeshana is limited because it's only Drabanan. Says the Gemara now, four lines from the bottom, Pshutan Milatame. Okay, so if you're comparing it to metal, so why don't you say flat glass trays could also become Tame, if it's like metal. Pshute Kli Matchis Daraisaninu. Because Pshute Kli Matchis, flat metal Kalim, are Daraisa, so you should extend that one, only one step Drabanan, by glass. So Gemara said, no, avdi b'hu rabbanan hakeira. You have to have some differentiation between metal and glass. So that, ki hechi de lo lisra v'alayot shumah v'kachim. So people don't burn shumah v'kachim for a glass kelim. Because only d'rabanan. That's similar to what we started off with today. Sometimes Chazal were not worried. They said, they made a gzera made a type of gzeira. Maybe for a certain reason they made a gzeira, like we had Tumas Eretz Ha'amim and Tumas Beis HaPras and all of those. And here they're instituting a law, maybe not Mishum gzeira, but just Mishum, a parallel, a takana d'rabanan might be more than a gzeira. And maybe they were worried, maybe we wouldn't burn Shum of Akachim based on glass kalems. That's why you want to have some type of hecker, so you have one law that's different. For people to remember that glass is d'rabanan. Glass is d'rabanan. Tosfos again here discusses, we already said that there's a hecker. Tuma Yeshana is already a hecker. We just said that in the previous line. What do you need this halacha, that the flat glass kelim are going to become tame? The previous line said Tuma Yeshana doesn't apply. The Tuma returning. So why don't you say that's enough of a hecker? So Tosfos says that's not enough of a hecker because that's only a chiluk on a d'rabanan level. The whole Tuma Yeshana, even my metal, is d'rabanan. So you need a chiluk on a d'araisa level. Okay, the Ritva here says, maybe there's a difference. There's got to be a difference in terms of it's becoming tummy in the first place. That's what you're looking for. The Gemara is looking for a hecker of not Tuma Yeshana, whether it returns. You want to have an be'ikar adin of the Kabbalah's Tuma, a chiluk on a d'araisa level. So that's this chiluk. Flat glass kelim. If you have a flat glass tray, it cannot become tame. Again, halacha l'maisa, meheri bana beis hamikdash, Mashiach is going to, can't come today, it's a Friday, Friday or Shabbos, Mashiach is going to come to the Shem on Sunday, and then, are your glass kalim. So if it has a little rim at the edge, which most glass kalim do, so that could be makabal tuma. But if it's mamish flat, it's totally flat, it's not makabal tuma. You can put a dead body on it. Right? So a cup is a kli. It's not flat. Right? It's a kli. Anything that's shaped like a kli, so that it's, then it's not. Okay, so the Gemara says you have to keep a little difference between glass and metal because to make sure everybody remembers that it is d'rabanan. Finishing up this section about glass, Rav Ashi Amar, another answer to the question, La'olam likli cheres damu. Really, it is like licheres. Really, we treat glass like licheres. The original question is if we treat it like cheres, so why do we say that this taro, why do we say that this taro in a mikvah, why do we say that it's only matami from the outside, not from the inside? But what about I? Why should glass become tame from the outside? It should become tame only from hanging something in? Period. No. Toho kabaro. What does that mean in this context? So Rashi says, because it's see-through, it's glass, so the outside of the kli kind of could be seen from the inside of the kli. So it has the status of toch even on the outside. That's Rashi. Even though it's outside. But because it's visible, it's see-through, so it's not so different than toch. That's Rashi on top. Rashi says, hol v'nira tocho mi bachutz derech dafnosav lo chashiv gav ela toch. That's Rashi's shot. It's a huge chiddush. You might say, so what? What do you mean? So what? It's see-through. It's on the outside. No, it has a status of toch. The Sfasemis quotes Rashi and says, I don't like it so much. He says, Lula de Mistafin, if I didn't, Rashi's Rashi. But Svasemis says, no, Gzera. Gzera Mishum, if I'm standing over here and I see Tuma on that glass kli all the way over there, sometimes it's hard to know if it's on the outside or the inside because it's see-through. So I wouldn't know. So that's why you have to make it Tame Migabo also because it's not always clear. Because it's see-through, you're not able to see whether it's Tuma on the outside or Tuma on the inside. That's the Sfasemes. V'lule Dvarav. He says it's Dachuk. And he says, V'lule Dvarav Nero Lefarsha Aroa Me Rachuk Yisparsha Tuma Betochan V'yomar She'ena Matami Afila Betocho V'kula Chadak Zeri. Okay, that is Rashi. So once we finish, this is the end of the glass discussion before we get to the next topic relating to the next Gzera that the Brisa mentioned. So let's mention two Ha'aris. Number one is glass. Glass, this is for Tumah and Tara, so glass has to be discussed for Hilchas Kashrus and for Hilchas Tevila. There's a lot of misconceptions in Halacha, but one of the misconceptions is that glass does not require Tevila, or even if it does, it doesn't get a bracha. Both of those are not true. Glass requires Tevila, midrabanan, because of our Gemara, right? Chazal created the mitzvah of Tevila, of tovaling our kelim that were made by non-Jews. We say that that is a mitzvah, d'rabanan, but you make a bracha when you tovel glass. Right? So it's a mitzvah, d'rabanan. We make brachas on d'rabanans. Right? Yatzav Shedi, we make a bracha. And Chanukah and Megillah, we make brachas. Right? So tovaling glass. L'maisa, there's not so much difference between tovaling glass and tovaling metal. There is one difference. I remember I once had this shiloh. I think I mentioned this before. The Chayi Adam discusses this. And the Pischei Tshuva quotes this in one of the first Pischei Tshuvas in Hilchas Tefillah. And that is, could you tovel something in snow? talking about something in snow. So maker the halacha is if you have a huge amount of snow, you have to look at the measurements the post can give, a very large amount of snow connected to each other, it could be that you could be tovel something in snow. Tovel something in snow. Wonderful. So the post can say, are you supposed to rely on this? That was the beginning of the focus. I'll look it up if I actually... So you have to, if you have to, time, the Tfilas Kalim. So the post can say if it's Durabanan, yes, if it's Duradaraisa, not. You can rely on it Durabanan, not but Daraisa, because Durabanan, the whole Tfilah is only Durabanan. Anyway, if I can find it quickly, I'll mention it, but if not, Tfilas Kalim. Tfilas Kalim. So I think it's in one of the early Pesachei Tshuvas in this, if I can find it, if not, oh, here it is. Here it is, right at the beginning. It says in Sifkus and Kufchaf, Hakonim over Kochav and Kleisu the Klima Shel Matches or Shachur is okay. Mamitzubin be'ever b'vdim Afa b'shem Chadashim Sorach like Bilam b'mikvah. Oh, my Yanchal Abraham saw. So what did the Shulchan Aruch say? Matches or Zechuches or Mitzubin be'ever? Right, if it's glaze with a type of metal. So there the Pischei Tshuva quotes. B'mikva o b'mayan, b'sev kachas kazev zev chachmas adam. Nearly the b'shas atchak muter litvo klis ruches b'sheleg imhu b'makam echad. The tefilas o vade hu derabanan abo lo kli matches. The Lari poskim u menat Torah. Right, that's the glass b'di'evad if you're stuck. I remember I once got a call from a Talmud, a bunch of Talmidim that were I want a ski trip somewhere in Utah or Colorado. Rebbe, we needed some pots, so we bought a pot. We tore it in the snow. They weren't near anything. So I wasn't sure. I had been to the sugya, so I called up one of my rebbeim, and my emunah was strengthened that day. So my rebbe, I said, "Can you tell me?" He said, "Isn't there a pischei tshuva?" And so that was it. And so glass and not metal. Okay, vaitus. That's in terms of tevila, but it requires a bracha. Number two, the other issue is in Hilchas Kashrus. So what do we say about glass in terms of Kashrus? Not our sugya, but directly, but it's also a very important sugya. What do we say about glass? So we know that most items, most materials we hold are bolea upolate. They swallow up taste, and they spit out taste. So I mean, most materials in the world, like metal, like wood, like other, we assume can be trafed up and can be kashered with the principle of kabolo kachpalto. Cheres cannot, because we assume cheres is bolea ve'enopolate. Cheres, earthenware, pottery, a mug. Right, if I have a milchik mug and I put chicken soup in it, you got to throw it out. Nothing to do about it because it has basal b'chalav in it. But that is by most things that are bolea upolate, but cheres is not. What about glass? So those are three shitas in the Rishonim. It is not clear. The Beis Yosef quotes all three shitas in the end of Simen Tafnun Aleph in Hilchos Pesach. That's where a lot of Hilchos Kashrus takes place. Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tafnun Aleph at the end. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel and Agos Amanios, the Havi Kikli Cheres. Some Rishonim say that glass is like Cheres, meaning it absorbs but it doesn't spit out. Meaning you cannot kasher glass. That is what the most Machmer Rishon holds. Other, the Rav Yah holds the opposite. It's shia v'lobala. It doesn't even absorb. Doesn't swallow up any taste. And therefore, according to the Rav Yah, you don't have to worry about anything. You can put hot chicken soup in a glass, and then right after that, wash it out, and you can put hot chocolate in the glass. And then there are other Rishonim that hold in the middle. It's like everything else. It can be trafed up, and it can be kashered. What do we paskin? So, generally, we paskin the whole year. We paskin like that Rav Yah l'kula. The glass is not bolea. Glass is not bolea, and therefore, me'ikar adin, one could use the same glasses for milchiks and fleishiks. Minaga olam, Baruch Hashem, the affluent world that we live in, we could have separate glasses. But if one wants to, me'ikar adin, as long as it's clean. Right, you can't have mamashis in there, but as long as it's clean, so you could have milchiks and fleishiks, the same, you could use the same glass. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even in Hilchos Pesach. Svardim, to paskin this way. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kli zechuchis afilu machnisim lakiyim, afilu mishamishim b'chamin, ein srichin shum hechsher, she'enam bolim, u'bishkifa ba'alma sagiluhu. For Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says this. You can just rinse your glasses. Svardim, the Ramaz mach, but the Ramaz says, for Pesach, we go to the other extreme. Right, the whole year we assume it's not even balea. For Pesach, we assume that it can't even be kashered. We assume like the other extreme for chumer de Pesach. If it's a tzara gadol, something to talk about, but generally we do not kasher, Ashkenazim do not kasher glass for Pesach, because we assume it is bolea, and you can't get it out. Yesh bachmirin va'omrim dekli zchuches afilu hagoa lo mahani lehu. V'chein ha-minag ba'ashkenaz b'medinos elu. Again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, hefsid meruba, yesh lasadi lo hakel ha-pazeh, im haya acher me'es leis. There are certain kulas, but generally, we try not to rely on that. Good. The other just point to mention, once we're talking about glass and metal and other types of materials not mentioned in the Torah, they're mentioned Ramosha's tshuva. Ramosha's Kohen in the airplane tshuva. Ramosha, again, there's a huge discussion. And this one, again, technology and the Metzias might have changed since Ramosha wrote this tshuva in 1972. Beis Siva 1972. Be'im mutter l'kohen lisa ba'airplane. Shemolichin shameis l'kovro ba'eretz Yisrael. To go on an airplane with is an aron. Right, they say, I once heard a percentage of El Al flights with an aron. It's a very, very high. Very high percentage that kimat, I don't know, majority of El Al flights have aronas. So now, I think they have certain compartments made of certain materials and certain heights with a tefach, and a tefach al tefach holds in the tumah. There's all different ways that they configure it. But me'ikar hadin, Ramosha says that it could be an issue. Could be an issue. But the issue is, what metal is a plane made of? In Matos, the Torah lists off six types of metals. Aluminum is not there. And what about other types of metals? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there were other metals in the world. So what do we view this as? So do we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only said, these six metals are Makabel Tumah, so all the other metals are not. Or do we say, no, these are the six Avos. And all the other metals are somehow a product, an expansion of the six in the Torah. So the motion, that's the issue. That's the issue. Yesh la'ayin, dulai rak elu minei matchis, shenemru bikrash, shishaminim, zov kesef nachash, barzel bedil ofares, he mekabotim, v'lo mekabotim, v'lo mekabotim, v'ksas ayinira kein. And it appears that way, because why did the Torah list off any then? If it just said metal, so don't list any of them. Why list off six? Hashem knows that there's more. It appears to me that it's not made of one of these six. Steel is steel in the Torah. You got to figure it out. Maybe Hashem Dafka wanted these metals to be discovered in this generation. Maybe it's not makabel tuma. So that's his first issue. The second issue is the bigger issue that all of us can talk about, Ohel Zarek, a moving tent. A moving tent, is that a problem? So Moshe is more note to Lahachmir, and other posts are more note to Lahakel. Rav Schechter has, this is the second piece I wanted to mention. Rav Schechter has an article about this in Ikvei Atzon and Simalam, and hey, the Geder Isser Tumas Kohanim, where we mentioned before, it proves from a number of places, an idea of the Achronim, that Tumas Kohanim might not just be about becoming actually Tame, but being in proximity of Tumah. There are a number of sources that seem to say that a Kohen can't even be in proximity of Tumah, even if it's not going to make him Tame. The halacha is a Kohen is not allowed to be in the room with a Goses. With a Goses, with somebody who's about to die. What if is that just Mishum Gzeira, because the person might die? And what if he's in the room with a Goses and he leaves? Did he do anything wrong before the person died? So there are some that say yes, because just being in terms of, that's Krava Lamisa. And that could also connect to the Rokeach that has come up. The Rokeach about the Eishas Kohen, Me'uberes. Eishas Kohen, Me'uberes, pregnant, going into a cemetery. So he's not allowed to do that, because maybe the kid's a boy, and the boy's Tumas Kohenim. So the Rokeach says, Svek Sveika, it's Mutter, because maybe it's a girl, and even if it's a boy, maybe it's not a Bar Kayama. But an issue that is brought up by some Achronim is maybe this issue of, even if there's no Tumah, halachically, maybe it's still called Krava L'Tumah. Okay, but that's
how would they let him fly at all then? I mean, if you're on the plane, it's almost actually passes away.
Right, so that's Ein Brera. Right, that's Ein Brera. Ein Brera, right, correct. If you're on the plane, right, you don't have to parachute.
But why isn't there an issue then of Kohanim flying?
Because generally, you're allowed to be on a plane because unless if there's a Goses on the plane, you can't go on. But usually when you get on the plane, they're not going to allow a Goses onto the plane. Once you're on the plane, you don't have a choice. You're right, Rahman al-Islam. There's been cases where people have been nifted on the plane, but there's nothing for them going to do. Nothing they're going to right, Rachman Alitzlan. There's nothing they're going to do in those cases. Okay, let's continue next. That is all glass and metal. Next, fourth, third line. Shimon ben Shetach, the next Xavier discussed. Tiking Suba Leisha. Shimon ben Shetach was mistaking Suba. Tiking Suba Leisha, as we discussed. Machlokas Tanam. Is Suba Daraisa, Suba Darabanan. Vigazer Tuma Klimatris. And he was also Gozer Tuma on metal Kalim. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Klimatris. Daraisa didn't know. Metal, we just discussed that for half an hour. Metal kelim are daraisa. What do you mean he was gozer tuma? Tichsiv achaz azav ez akesef. Right, the psukim in Matos. So lo nitzrcha elo latuma yeshana. What does he mean, the gzera tuma yeshana? Like we said before, the idea of tuma returning after the kli is put back together. Dam rav Yehuda marav, maisa bishal tzion amalka. The maisa with shal tzion amalka. Who was shal tzion amalka? That was Shimon ben Shetach's sister. Right, the wife of Yanai. We had a story about them in Maseches. Sorry, right? That we had a story about them already in Maseches Brachas. Remember, in the benching, he asked them to bench, and he said, "What should I say?" Barak she'achlu Yanai v'chaver of Misha. Misha. Right? He says the sarcasm. He says he didn't get anything to eat. So a story with her. She'asta mishte lebna. She made a party. V'nitmu kol keileha, and she all her kelim became tame, and she didn't want to wait to have him put him in a mikvah. She's like, I got a better idea. Vishavarta, and she broke all of them. Vinas nasan litzarv. Then she gave them all to the smith. Verischan vasven kem chadashim, and she reformed them. She's like, right? Isn't that a chap? It's as if having to schlep them to the mikvah and to wait until the shkia. Right? I broke them. V'yamr chachamim taflak yachzul tumasam yishana. The tumak returns. My time, huh? So that's the tumah we're talking about, tumah yishana. My tumah, what's the reason? What's the reason if I have a metal kli that broke and you put it back together on a daraisa level, does not return to the state of tumah that it had previously? Why did Chazal make such a gzera? Two reasons. Number one, three reasons. Number one, mishim geder mechatas naguba. Number one, geder mechatas. What does that mean? Mechatas, the ashes and the water of the paraduma. If you're able to do this, then nobody's ever going to be able to have to use the ashes of the paraduma. You're going to forget ashes paraduma. Because, I became to my mace, this clear, okay, I'll break it, and I'll fix it that way. No! Shel tishtakech toras mechatas, the Gemara is basically saying. You don't want to give that option. So the Gemara says, Hani chlamanta amar lo l'chol ha-tumas amru el tumas ha-meis bilvad amru shapir. So this works if the only context is tumas mace. Because that's where the Efer Paraduma comes in. Elo lamanda amar lo l'chol ha-tumas amru. But if you say the tuma yishana is by all tumos, most tumos have nothing to do with the Efer of the Paraduma. Right, most tumas you just go to the mikvah and you wait a certain amount of time. So, Ma'ikal Meimar, what are you going to say for those? So, two other answers. Amar Abaya, number one, Shkzeira Shemaloika Benu Mikhtay Taraso. Maybe people won't know how to break it properly. They'll put a little hole in it and they'll say, oh, it's broken! And then they'll put it back and then they'll fill it in. But if it's still usable, it's not really broken. So, we're worried people aren't going to break it properly. Answer of Abaya. And Rava Amar, Gzeira Shema Yomru Tfila Bas Yoma Olala. No, we're worried that you're going to use this kli. People are going to know that it became Tame, and then 2 hours later, they're going to see you using it again for your Truma. And they're going to say, wow, I didn't know you could just put it into a mikveh and you didn't have to wait even until nightfall. People are going to think you could be retired something that day. People aren't going to realize that you broke it in between. And then you put it back together. So that's why we will not allow you to... Well, that'll allow you to do this. My binayu, what exactly is the difference between these answers? It can be nayu, deritzfinu maratzef. What happened if, ritzfinu maratzef, what does that mean? If you totally destroy it. You destroyed the kli. Right? You didn't just like break a little bit of it. So that's the nafkamina. Which way does it go? Rashi has two dais. Opposite dais. First Rashi says, according to, Shem Eloi Kevenu Leko, you don't have a problem of maybe you won't make a hole, you know, enough, because you totally destroyed it. But according to the other day, it still applies. According to the other reason of, people might not know, you're still worried. Or the opposite. According to the reason of, you might not break it properly, there's a little plug. Even if you broke it well, but that's Xavier, you might not break it properly. According to the other day, people are going to realize it's a new kli. It was totally smashed. They're going to see that it was put back together. Okay, Rashi has two days, which direction this goes in. Good. V'idach mayi. And what are, so far we had 9 of the 18. Right, because we had a machlokas, but one of them we took off Tful Yom. We took off that one. So it was 9 over there. It was 9 in the Mishnah from Zavim. And then we had a number of them in our Mishnayos. But one of the others, we're still missing a couple. And by the time tomorrow will be the last daf. Finishing up the 18 will be tomorrow's daf. But Vidach Maya, what are some of the other ones? Ditzan, the Mishnah says in Misach and Mikvos. Hameniach Kelam Tachas Atzinor. Lekabel Bohen Mekeshamim. If somebody puts a kli under a pipe, in order to catch the rainwater. The rainwater falls into a pipe. I'm going to put a kli at the edge of the gutter, let's say, to catch the rainwater. Echad kelim gedolim ve'echad kelim katanim, whether it's big or small, even if it's a non-chashuv kli, it's a very small kli. V'afilu kli avanim, kli adamu, kli golalim, even if it's a kli that's not mekabel tuma. Even if it's not mekabel tuma, right? It's made out of stone or adama. Poslin as a mikvah. That water becomes mayim she'uvin, drawn water, because I'm catching it in the kli, and therefore it passes the mikvah, as we had earlier from Shammai and Hillel. Echad hameiniach ve'echad hashocheach. Whether you put the kli there on purpose, or whether you just forgot the kli there. You had to put it down. You didn't put it there dafka to catch that water then. Divrei Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai. Even if you forgot the kli. Ubeis Hillel matarin b'shocheach. Beis Hillel says, no. It's not called she'uvin. Not only, as we had earlier, does, let's say, hechshel kabel tuma require midas, but also to create she'uvin, it requires midas. It has to be according to your will that the water was caught. So, it's Rabbi Yisrael's matar b'sho cheach. Am Rabbi Meir, nimnu v'rabba Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. This is one of those cases. Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and therefore it applies even by shocheach. But, umodim Beis Shammai b'shocheach b'chatzer shehu tahar. Beis Shammai says, it only applies by shocheach if you put the kli there under the pipe. If you happen to have a kli in the middle of your yard, in the middle of nowhere, and rain falls in it, Beis Shammai would say, no, there for sure not. Because there you weren't megale your das at all. If you put it under the pipe and then you forgot about it, so you at least at some time had das to put it there. But if you just left it in the middle of the yard, so then that does not create she'uvim. Let's just continue and then we'll come back. Amar Rav Yossi Adayin Machlokas Mimkom Mamedes. Rav Yossi says, no, I think this is still Machlokas and therefore this is not one of the 18 things. According to Rav Yossi, you'll have to have a substitute, one of the 18. Amar Rav Mishar Shi Debei Rav Amri. Let's just explain and limit that Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel a little bit. Hakol Modim K'sheinicham B'shas Kishur Avim Temeim. Even Beis Hillel, everybody agrees that if you put the cup under the gutter, when it's cloudy and you think it's still going to start to rain, for sure creates mayim she'uvin. Bishas pizur avim divrei kol tahorim. And if you put it there at a time when it's no clouds, so that's not a gilui das at all that you're really interested in the water. Lo nechlegu ella. The issue is shehinicham bishas kishur avim. You put it there when there were a lot of clouds. Vinis pazru, but then they went away. They scattered and became sunny. V'chazru vinis kashru, and then it became cloudy again. So is that earlier Maisa connected? Mar Savar Batla Machshavaso, or Mar Savar Lo Batla Machshavaso. That's the root machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Perry, stop there for a minute. Two issues. Number one, why didn't it already become shuvin in the pipe, in the gutter? We're talking about the cup that caught it. But what about the gutter where it first hit? So Rashi says, it must be that the gutter was first attached to the house, to the ground, whatever it is, and then it was hollowed out. That's called kva'o ulubasov chikiko. So it was never a separate kli, so that if the water went in, it would be mayim she'uvin. It was already attached to the ground when it became a kli, or attached to the house, which is mechuba lekarka, and therefore it's still considered part of the house or part of the ground. Rashi says, that's what you have to say, in order for the gutter, the pipe itself, not to make it into she'uvin. It must be a case of chibro ulubasov chakako, number one. Or the Rashba says, maybe it was just open on both sides. It was mefulash, and that's not a kli, it doesn't hold anything. Goes in one side, it goes out the other side. That's why that wouldn't create she'uvin, because it goes totally straight through. One. Number two is, let's say you hold like Beis Hillel. Let's say you hold like Beis Hillel. Says, oh, if you put the water there and you catch it, there are some cases that it's not going to create she'uvin if it goes into the mikvah. How'd you get it into the mikvah? The second that you lift it up and you pour it in, you are makshavit. So it should be possible anyway. So what's the nafkamina? So again, that's why Rashi, in his infinite wisdom, we don't even get it, but Rashi has in one word. One word. In the Rashi Maslu B'chatzer, Shalot HaChatzinor, V'nismali Minanotvin, V'naflu LaMikvah. Somehow it fell into the mikvah by itself. You can't say that the person lifted it up and then put it into the mikvah, because then the whole discussion is moot. Because right when you pick it up, you're like, okay, wonderful, I have this water in here. So there's two important ha'aras. Number one, you got to figure out why it didn't become she'uvin in the pipe. And number two, why it didn't become she'uvin when you picked it up. So you have to say both, explain both mitzvahs that it did not become somehow it did not become shuvin. Okay, just finishing up. Ulu Reb Yossi de Amar Machlokes Adain Bimkomo Omedes. According to Reb Yossi, who says this is not one of the 18, because they still argued about this. Batsri Lahu, isn't there one less? According to Reb Yossi, Samar Rachum Bar Yitzchak. He has on this one, beginning of the parak in Maseches Nida, af benos kusim, nidos me'ari sasan bo bayom gazru. The halacha of non-Jewish women having the status of nidos, even at from a young age, literally from the crib, that was also a gzera that took place on that day. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi has that one in, so and according to the non-Rabbi Yossi people, they would have to say, was that one? If it is, you have to take another one off. Okay, either way, these are some of the 18. Beth Hashem, you have more tomorrow, and Beth Hashem will pick up again on Sunday with the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Everybody should have a good day. There's a Daf Be'in Shir up about talking to Malachim and beseeching Malachim, right? Had to do with Gemara and Daf Yud Beis that we had earlier. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos.